Hey team, welcome to the Professionally Offensive Podcast. I'm your host, Joseph Cabrera. This is the spot where we provide raw, unfiltered insights from some amazing guests. Stand by, you're about to be offended in all the right ways. All right, team, welcome back to the show. We're continuing our series on the art of war. We already did an episode 1 and 2 of the Art of War series. Highly recommend you go back, take a look at them, give them a listen. You don't have to listen to these in order. These are things that don't necessarily have a intense kind of sequence, so to speak. You can get a lot of benefit out of listening to these things in different orders. However, they do fit together like puzzle pieces, and they all complement each other, which is why I recommend that you do listen to some of the ones that we've done in the past. As we're continuing on, what we're going to do is cover 3 chapters on this segment, and we're going to cover just excerpts from these chapters. So we're not going to read all the way through these chapters. But as I've said in the first episode, this is really, Art of War is a great book. It's really an easy read, one that you could read in one sitting very, very easily. But it is something that really provides not only great context on warfare, but a simple, almost poetic way on how one should think about life, business, and just operating better as a person. So what we're going to cover today is 3 chapters. One of them, first one called Forms and Dispositions, the second chapter called Potential Energy, and the 3rd chapter called Empty and Full. The themes throughout these chapters incorporate a few things. They all complement each other. One really talks about leverage and being able to understand how weights shift in different moments. Aggression and power is another topic. If you're going to do something, let's get into it, right? Give it your all. Mindset as you're thinking about embarking on something intense. And then finally, just because you have a playbook and something that's worked in the past doesn't mean it's going to continue to work. And if anything, complacency is the real enemy, and being adaptable is what really is going to make the difference. So we're going to read through these excerpts. We're going to pause in after each one of these sections and kind of talk a little bit about how I see these reflections being something that could apply to not only warfare, but business and potentially your personal life. All right, so we're going to kick off here, Forms and Dispositions. Of old, the skillful warrior first ensured his own invulnerability, then he waited for the enemy's vulnerability. Invulnerability rests with self, vulnerability with the enemy. The skillful warrior can achieve his own invulnerability, but he can never bring about the enemy's vulnerability. The victorious army is victorious first and seeks battle later. The defeated army does battle first and seeks victory later. A victorious army is like pent-up water crashing 1,000 fathoms into a gorge. So we're going to jump back to the front here when it talks about the skillful warrior, vulnerabilities, invulnerabilities. What's really neat about this is a skillful warrior, I mean, this whole thing is awesome, right? But it says a skillful warrior can achieve his own invulnerability, but he can never bring about the enemy's vulnerability. I look at this about what can you control? And not only what you can control, but what should you be paying attention to? First part first here. Unfortunately, as humans, things we can't control, we think we can control. The weather, what's going on with our competitor, the banker not calling you back and letting that financing fall through, the traffic on the road as you're trying to get to your son or daughter's show or play, whatever it might be, game, right? Whatever it might be, these are things you can't control. And yet we're out there reflecting and just being angry about those things. So this is about, wait, first of all, just understand what your invulnerabilities are, right? What are the things you can control? Maybe leave earlier, right? Maybe follow up with a second or third financing option, right? Instead of being so frustrated at this thing that's in front of you, why aren't you controlling the things that you are actually able to control? The other item that is amazing about this excerpt is you can't control and you can't determine the enemy's vulnerabilities. A lot of us spend a lot of time studying and looking to the left and right. Hey, what's so-and-so doing? Hey, what are they doing? What's that article they just wrote in, you know, some TechCrunch magazine or some article about what it is that the latest and greatest is happening in the industry? I'm not saying don't be aware of what's going on around you, but so much of us are obsessed with what other folks are doing that we aren't concentrating on what we're doing. We kind of think about someone running a race and all they're doing is looking back to see if there's someone that's going to catch them. When instead you should be working on your cadence, your breathing, focus on your game. Don't be focusing on the enemies. You can't control that. Victoria's army is victorious first and seeks battle later. What a straightforward statement. If you're going to win, you better think about winning first. You better understand what it takes to win first and not just go like, how many times have you been in a meeting and someone goes like, I don't know about that. We'll just figure it out. Those are like a death sentence. Don't just figure it out. Think about what you're doing. Understand what the keys to victory are and then go execute. It's really an amateur hour when you decide to just backwards engineer that. And when you are going to execute, just like the last part of this chapter talks about, hit it like pent-up water, crashing 1,000 fathoms into a gorge. When you're going to do something, commit. The best thing you can do is commit. I remember thinking about not only times being in the military and some of these maneuvers and some of these, even just jumping out of an airplane. One of the best things you can do is not stutter step and stall in the door. One of the best things you can do to ensure not only a good exit out of the airplane, especially with all this equipment on you, but ensure you don't get injured, is just fully jump into the breeze, right? Fully commit yourself. That's actually the best way. And that applies to sports, that applies to a speech, that applies to running a business. When you're going to do something, oftentimes the world really does buff out around you if you can just commit the energy in one space. Next chapter, potential energy. Managing many is the same as managing few. It is a question of division. In warfare, engage directly. Secure victory indirectly. A rushing torrent carries boulders on its flood. Such is the energy of its momentum. A swooping falcon breaks the back of its prey. Such is the precision of its timing. Relying on energy, he sends his men into battle like a man rolling logs or boulders. By their nature, on level ground, logs and boulders stay still. On steep ground, they move. Square, they halt. Round, they roll. Skillfully deployed soldiers are like round boulders rolling down a mighty mountainside. These are all matters of potential energy. This chapter on potential energy really is an extension of power and of that crashing water into a gorge. It's about commitment. And it's not only about commitment, but it's also about finding a way that's going to allow you and your team and your family to not only be successful, but to sustain momentum throughout that success. A lot of times, I don't think that we realize it, but let's talk business for a second. I don't think we realize it, but a lot of the times, as operators, entrepreneurs, founders, we're just trying to do something a certain way because it sounds cool, or we think we're gonna make a name for ourselves doing it that way, or we're stubborn. Right? It's my way or the highway. Even though someone had a better idea, there's a better way to do it, I'm going to do it my way. There is beauty in being able to be steadfast in what you want to do and how you want to do it. But that should not come at the price of losing blood being put into the system. When I talk about blood in the system, I often talk about this in the business world, which we'll get too fancy about how we want to generate income and revenue in a business, when the reality of it is you're not going to be able to fight the next day or even get to the next day until you get blood in your body, blood in your company, money in your company, to be able to give yourself the chance of making a decision. So a lot of the times we are forgoing momentum because we want to be stubborn about how it is that we achieve it. And as it states in this potential energy chapter of The Art of War, if we're going to do something, let's do it, engage it directly. And then simultaneously, let's do it with precision. Let's be clear about not only what direction we're going, but where we want to end up in that direction. And then as we're doing it, let's run downhill if we can help it, right? Why are we running uphill, right? If there is a location that we can get into a certain position at a certain time in a certain disposition, let's take the path that's going to allow our boulders, our teams, our families, our mindset to benefit from the natural momentum that's there. This applies to anything in life, right? Whether it's us figuring out how to just bring on more teammates so that we can move faster. A lot of us are stubborn about hiring, even if we can't afford it, right? And delegating authority. Or if you're in a warfare situation, oftentimes the obvious decision can be the best decision, right? You don't have to be too fancy about it. Just execute with violence, right? These are the things that will hold us back because we are drained by the time we get to the end state, by the time we get to our ultimate objective. So use that potential energy. Last one, empty and full. This is a short one, but I think it has a couple excerpts in here that really just pack a punch. But if neither day nor place is known, then left cannot help right. Right cannot help left. Vanguard cannot help rear. Rear cannot help vanguard. It is still worse if the troops are separated by a dozen miles or even by a mile or two. Military dispositions take form like water. Water shuns the high and hastens the low. War shuns the strong and attacks the weak. War has no constant dynamic. Water has no constant form. Supreme military skill lies in deriving victory from the changing circumstances of the enemy. Again, short and sweet, but what are we talking about here? This here to me, when we talk about when you don't know where you're going, then the left can't help the right, the rear can't help the vanguard, that a dozen miles doesn't matter. Neither does 2 miles matter, right? The distance won't matter if you don't know those things. This is about direction, right? You talk about vision as leaders. We talk about vision as family. We talk about vision as teammates. It's not just a cool thing you put under a mission statement and in your break room so that people can feel good about the words on the wall. Vision is putting a 10-digit grid coordinate on the map and telling folks, this is where we're going. Is everybody tracking, right? Because what I see may not be what you see on your own, but I'm going to show you through giving you an idea of what the map looks like and where we're headed. And sure, things may change. But as it stands right now, our responsibility as folks who lead teams, families, organizations, militaries, whatever it might be, is to be as clear as possible about exactly where our folks are ending up. That creates not only a lot of trust and faith, but it creates a lot of great momentum headed in that direction. Military dispositions take form like water. War has no constant dynamic. Water has no constant form. Supreme military skill lies in deriving victory from changing circumstances of the enemy. How many times some of us have been in a company or joined a department and they were said, hey, look, we've been doing it like this for the last 25 years. It's worked for us, so we're just going to keep doing it. The reality of it is, it's just getting them by most of the time. If anybody has seen some success for a longer period of time, it's just because they've been able to get by with their sloppiness. But the reality of it is someone is coming for them, right? Someone's coming for that business. And the sad part is they're not even going to see it, whether it's Blockbuster or Kodak, or you name these businesses that just fizzled out, right? And it's almost like it was a mystery to them on how that came about. Well, it's not a mystery. It's because folks got complacent, they got lazy. And so one of the best things you can understand in being successful, and what the Art of War really paints the picture of, is just like water is constantly moving and dynamic, there is no playbook that's going to constantly be able to support you in the endeavors you're trying to achieve in life. And if you've won before, great. That's a good thing to be proud of. That's a good thing to celebrate. But don't think that you're just going to continue to pull those old tricks up and it's going to continue to work. And if you get upset about that, you have to understand that with the very best in this game of life and business and teams and militaries and warfare is really embracing the change, right? Being adaptable is the key to ensuring that your team is never quite comfortable with the status quo, right? Maybe not comfortable ever. And being able to know that the things that have got you where you're at won't necessarily get you where you're going. And it's your job to see what's in front of you, to take those inputs and decide what it is that we need to do to move forward. Experience is awesome. There's nothing wrong with it. I love experience. I think it's actually more important than years, right? A lot of folks go, I'm this many years old, you can't tell me what to do. And I always find myself going, well, how much experience though do you have in this? That actually matters more. But even experience by itself isn't alone great. Experience has to be met with understanding the inputs and realities that are also coming into your brain. If you're just reacting to something based on your experience, then you are in a way being complacent. You are in a way just dealing with the status quo. Well, it worked for me in the past. Well, is the world that you're looking at right now the world that is going to work in the tactics that you have in your mind? Or is it something that you need to tweak, adjust, get your team ready to do something different? So as you're approaching whatever it is that you're doing, understand that the ones that are the best at what they do, the ones that achieve momentum and success and precision as they do it, understand that this is a game of change, and embracing that is the way to victory. All right, y'all. That's all I got. We're going to continue our Art of War series here through a couple more chapters and a couple more episodes as we cover this. In the meantime, I'll see you on the high ground. Thanks for tuning in. We want to hear from you. So do me a solid. Leave us a review. We read every comment. If you got value from what you heard today, please subscribe, give us a thumbs up, share it with a friend. Thanks for being on the team. We'll see you on the high ground. JC out.